After the Omer had been brought, Yotzin Umotzin Shuk Yerushalayim, they would go out into the Shuk in Yerushalayim, Shumala Kemach Vakali, and it was full of flour and parched grain from the new crop. Shilobritzon Chachomim, but this wasn't with the approval of the Chachomim, Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, they had harvested and they had processed from the new crop flour and etc. And Rabbi Meir was worried that if they ate it, you know, if they were harvesting it and processing it, they would come to eat it. So he said that that's not good. That the new crop, you must only start harvesting it, etc., after the Omer was brought. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, he said, no, this was fine. There's only a prohibition against eating the new crop. They could harvest it and process it into flour, etc., and that was fine. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no worry that the people would come to eat it as well. So according to him, this was fine. Right, so even before the Omer was brought, they were already harvesting the new crop, according to him, of everything, of wheat. They were already harvesting it, they were already making it into flour. They just weren't allowed to eat it yet. So the minute the Omer was brought, it was all in the marketplace already. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was fine. And according to Rabbi Meir, that wasn't fine.
Even that was still Pesach
now? Yeah. So it wasn't Chometz. Mishikara va'omer, from the minute the omer was brought, hutar achodesh miyad, the new crop was immediately allowed. The minute it was offered up on the altar, that was it. The new crop was allowed. Varachoykim mutarim mechatzos hayom lahalan, and the people who were far from Yerushalayim, they would wait until midday just to be safe, because they never knew when exactly it was brought. Mishikara v'beis hamikdash, when the temple was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he established Sheh Yom Hainif Kula Asur, that the whole day of waving the new crop was forbidden. So he instituted that whole of the 16th, the new crop was forbidden. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, V'alom min HaTorah hu Asur. But hang on a minute, Rabbi Yehuda holds, what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai establishing? It's from the Torah that it's forbidden. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, at etzim hayom hazeh, until this very day. So he held that from this pasuk you learn that if there's no temple, the whole day is forbidden anyway. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned this pasuk differently. He learned that the minute the day starts, at etzim hayom hazeh, the minute it became like dawn, you know, you could eat the new crop if there was no temple. So he rabbinically forbanned eating the new crop that whole day, which is halacha today. For the new crop, for chodesh, can't be eaten the whole of the 16th of, the whole of the 16th of Nisan, only from the 17th, without getting into the whole shal about Yoshanem Chodesh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, well, how come they had to wait from Chatzos Hayom and onwards, the people who are far from Yerushalayim? Because they knew the court would not delay. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to that logic, the people who were far away, they should also have to wait the whole day. Why did they only wait until midday? So he answers, because they knew the court didn't delay this, and therefore it was good enough for them to wait only until Chatzos.